T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Scoot, and we're talking about the historic decision earlier today by the U.S. Supreme Court, a conservative court now, ruling that Roe v. Wade is no longer. It's over. Attorney Doug Cinceri and host of All Things Legal here on WWL joins us on the show. Doug, welcome.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
All right, so Doug, this could mean a lot. There are those saying that, no, this is just about abortion. But then there are others who are saying, no, this is about right to privacy. And Clarence Thomas has already fired the first shot in that arena by saying, by talking about things like birth control and same-sex marriage, which were also based on right to privacy. How do you see it?
I think there's a distinction as to what is good for society versus what is a right. And those are two different things. Mm-hmm. And that's in this debate what I'm seeing being, you know, confused. When the Bill of Rights was formulated and effectuated, they had certain rights of right, you know, freedom of the press, right, freedom of religion to peaceably assemble, and all these freedom of speech that were enumerated. And then they have the amendments, you know, the right, you know, Second Amendment, First Amendment, which contained all these rights. Mm-hmm. And the question is, when you say a conservative court, I take it as a justices who strictly construe the Constitution and say, you know, the Bill of Rights is not an evolving document. It is sort of written in stone. And the question was whether when the framers were making or developing and formulating the Bill of Rights, did they have abortion in mind when they said there was a right to privacy? And that's the question. And basically, you know, what now is saying, it is not a constitutional right to have an abortion under the Bill of Rights, and the right of privacy didn't contemplate that, so it's kicked to the democratic process of the Congress or state legislatures to define that right. The state legislatures and the Congress can say, abortion is legal. It could say abortion is not legal.
But in theory, that kind of goes against what you're saying with the Bill of Rights.
No, the Bill of Rights aren't so much subject to the legislative process to the extent. Okay. The Congress cannot eliminate the right to freedom of speech. They cannot pass a law saying you don't have a right of freedom of speech because the Bill of Rights trumps that.
Right.
So what it's saying is it's a hierarchy. It's saying it wasn't contemplated in this hierarchy in the Bill of Rights, but democratically it can be decided in the Congress or state legislation. So Congress could, you know, convene a session, say that abortion is legal throughout the entire nation, and they can have a vote on it. And if it votes favorably, then there's a right to abortion under the legislative process. Or state legislatures could do the same, or they could do it conversely. They could say abortion is not a right or is illegal. Now, what this does is allow a debate on this particular issue. The debate has been muted the last 50 years because it always ended up saying abortion was a federally protected right under the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Now, that issue is subject to debate inside of Congress and also state legislature. So basically, if you want to sum this up very quickly, the right of abortion has been determined not to be a right under the Bill, under the Constitution, a Bill of Rights. It is now subject to adjudication in the Congress. And that's what basically it says.
Okay, let's go to same-sex marriage then. There's nothing in the Constitution that deals with same-sex marriage, but that was a ruling based on right to privacy, as was the original decision banning banning birth control because people wanted to ban birth control pills, artificial birth control pills in the 60s. And that was based on a person's right to choose. So what's the difference here?
There is a same difference between same-sex marriages because here you had some states that would recognize same-sex marriage and some states that didn't. So that was decided under another criteria as far as uniformity on marriage, because it, because there are certain laws in family law, such as your retirement plans, have uniformity among all 50 states when it comes to define what is marriage and how is that applied. So under the same-sex marriage decision, there was other criteria as far as we need uniformity on how marriage is defined throughout the entire United States, because you can't have some states that define a certain union as marriage and some states that don't. So there is a distinction between that and the abortion. And I'm speaking legally, okay?
I understand.
It's not politically. It's just legally. They had a different criteria, and they had a different set of considerations in deciding that. So now I understand that Clarence Thomas gave his opinion, and I'm sure the, you know, those opinions, you know, or maybe, you know, if you look at the majority opinion, they say, no, this is just about abortion. It's not about anything else. And this opinion just stands on these facts for the issue of abortion. So, you know, that's what, you know, as far as what has been stated by the court so far.
Well, we also know, though, that a couple of Trump's appointees said one thing in their confirmation hearings about Roe v. Wade, and apparently they went back on that. So what people say now might not be what they really believe if an issue comes up. And I guess I'm concerned about right to privacy.
I'll take issue with that. Is what they were saying is they don't believe in overturning precedent. Now, if you get in there, if you had an incorrect decision of the Supreme Court, I don't think they didn't say they could address that. I'm saying that's their position. For example, slavery was sanctioned by the Supreme Court. Now, if you took that logic to the end, you'd say, well, that, you know, I believe in precedent, so you can't overturn slavery. So I think it was and I'm just speaking from their perspective. I'm not saying right or wrong again. I'm just doing analysis. From their perspective, they didn't view it as precedent. They viewed it as flawed in its legal basis, much like Justice Ginsburg said throughout her tenure. She said, the legal basis, she goes, I agree with abortion, and I think it should be available. But Justice Ginsburg stated that the analysis used in Roe versus Wade was flawed to make that leap of the right of privacy to encompass abortion. So I'm not. That's what their position was in Congress, and I'm sure if they were interviewed, that's what their position would be. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'll have to go back and look, but I think one of them said they respect the law of the land, and it's the law of the land. But anyway, that can be debated another time. Doug, thank you for your legal expertise.
Thank you. Oh, all right. All right, Scoot.
All right.
Care.
All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with this, about attitudes towards sex, about, well, what about birth control? And are you concerned about right to privacy issues coming under attack, like birth control and same-sex marriage? I'm Scoot. Here's a special CBS News update. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.